we have to work on Genesis since we set out in that direction. But one tiny point you might want to notice, next time Mark comes, we'll do Mark. But here, notice this healing of a blind man, and in stages. Tomorrow, the very next passage in the Mark is, who do the people say the Son of Man is? And Peter gets his sight. You are the Messiah. And this, he's telling two stories. But the two stories, the two events, shed light on each other. I'm saying these things just to help you, you know, look at the geniuses. Look at Gregory of Nyssa, oh, Basil, Augustine, Origen. They spent their life pondering these things. They spent their life reading the Word, living from the Word. As St. Thomas More said about the Scriptures, a mouse can wade in them and an elephant can swim in them. Now we have today a very challenging text. Why tell us all these details about Noah? All these lines about Noah? What do we do with them? What are we supposed to learn from them? This is a challenge. This is the Word of God. This isn't just some ancient, you know, tale, but this is the Word of God. The part we have today is the ending of the time in the ark. And tomorrow we'll go on with more of that. Why? What shall we get out of this? There's so much we could look at, huh? He sends out a raven, and it just flew around. Ravens are like that, I guess. Then he sent out a dove. The dove couldn't find any place to rest, so it came back. He sent him out again, and it came back with, we used to translate this, an olive branch. Now they're translating it an olive leaf. It's okay. Why all this? What is the Lord teaching us, son? Well, let's start with a couple of things that are kind of clear. God never wanted to destroy the whole human race, despite the wickedness. Huh? It's right in this text here. You know, all this happened because never again will I doom the earth because of man. Since the desires of man's heart are evil from the start. That's, you can translate that a little bit differently, but do you hear the mercy of God? I will not give man what he deserves. I'll win him over. And some will listen to me. And they will be saints. And they will reflect even the beauty of my son. And that is so precious that I'm not going to destroy it again. Why? Because they're so good? No. Since the desires of the man's heart are evil from the start. Now, isn't that just what we saw the other day? In other words, this growth of evil, huh? This explosion of evil when the man and his wife sinned, okay? And then right away, there's murder. And God provides a remedy for the murderer not to be killed, okay? And then, the next big one is this man had become so degenerate that there was a flood. God sent this flood. But he also sent the remedy. Noah. And his whole family, and all those animals, is a remedy. Now this will go on like this a little bit more. We're going to have generations. Remember, the world depends upon generation, and so does God's plan. Generation is very precious to God. And so then we come, as we will in a day or so now, to the greatest after Adam and Eve, an organized attempt to do without God, the European Common Market. When they tried to get everybody to vote, what happened? They couldn't talk to each other. Remember? The French wouldn't go in on it. I thought when I saw that, I said, this is the Tower of Babel all over again. Without any recourse to God. But we'll be there. We'll see that. Here, you have to hear the heart of God. You've got to see His mercy. Never again will I strike down all living things as I have done. As long as the earth lasts, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Mercy. And why am I doing this? Because this poor guy, his heart is evil from the beginning. How am I going to win him over? It's easy to punish. It's hard to convert. God takes the hard line, the tough way to go, including the very death on the cross of His Son, Jesus Christ. There are such depths in these things. I was pondering this morning, like, why? You could have said this a lot quicker. Why all these details? To stop me from reading too fast. And so He sent out a raven and it didn't come back. He sent out a dove and then He sent it out again. Then He opened the door and they all came out. Okay, let's go on to the next one. That's what we do. And the Lord is saying, no. I want you to read every detail of this text. This is My word. Are you baffled? Good. You'll start to really pray to understand why it's here. This is not Reader's Digest. I will never doom the earth because of man, since the desires of his heart are evil from the start. I will have mercy on him. I will change him. I will provide a remedy for him, namely the blood of my own Son and the power of the act of love which dwells in him. We are baptized into his death. That's a greater triumph, isn't it? Yes. Doesn't He even tell us to do that? I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Hesed. Well, there'll be another long text tomorrow, and then we're done with Noah for the liturgy reading. But you can go on reading it. Write it all out longhand. Why did He say this? Why take all this time? You know, and see what you can get.